We have three film-related items for you today on Metro Weekly's podcast. Mean Girls returns with a fetching new film adaptation, and we spoke with two of the film's actors, Jacquel Spivey and Auli E. Carvalho. Then, we have two movie reviews. Origin is a sprawling tearjerker with the power to change minds. And Fireworks is a story of young love crushed by intolerance.
First, Auli E. Carvalho and Jacquel Spivey take on a new generation of Mean Girls, co-starring as queer besties in the musical Remix by Andre Hereford on January 13, 2024. The mean girls and boys prancing among us, we try to avoid. But the mean girls on screen and on stage, who, for 20 years, since the release of the original hit comedy, have been schooling audiences on the laws of the teenage jungle? Well, those mean girls are still very much in demand, with a fetching new film adaptation of the 2018 Broadway musical, both scripted by Tina Fey, rolling into theaters, featuring a mostly new cast who have absorbed the lessons of this beloved cautionary tale. I know that mean girls, 9 times out of 10, have a reason for getting there, says Jacquel Spivey, the Tony-nominated star of A Strange Loop, making his big-screen debut in the film portraying almost too gay to function school outcast Damien. Being mean isn't just something you're born into, he continues. You have to be taught, or life teaches you how to be mean. So, for me, either I ignore you or I extend grace, but usually it's ignore you. Because life over here is fun. And if you can't get with it, I'm sorry, I'm gonna just let you be miserable. Auli E. Carvalho, who co-stars as Janice, Damien's lesbian bestie and the mastermind of a vicious revenge plot, admits she learned her mean girl lessons the hard way. I will be completely honest, in high school I had a problem with authority, she says. So, like, I was mean. I was mean. So for those that realize, I didn't have to be that much of a bitch to my mom, you can grow out of that. Now, my mom and I are great friends, but it also takes some time to realize that high school isn't everything. Of course, high school, and their status within its hierarchy, is the only thing for the kids in Mean Girls, be they jocks, mathletes, or plastics. It's a savage circus, and, in this production, which boasts more than a dozen musical numbers, Janice and Damien are the ringmasters, narrating the entire story. This 2024 film is not a remake, Carvalho says. You know, 20 years later, this is what high school looks like now. And this film is a wonderful kaleidoscope of our 04 classic and the Broadway musical brought together. And I think that's such a fresh take. Directors, Samantha Jane and Arturo Perez did such a wonderful job of being visionaries for this new era. Both Carvalho and Spivey also express gratitude that in this new era, Janice and Damien get to be so unabashedly, openly queer. Films are always indicative of their times, says Carvalho. And so it's great that we have put a new spin on this. This is what high school looks like. I was queer in high school. I wish that I saw more representation. I don't think many people take into account how difficult it is to grow up and never see yourself, and have to force yourself to think you belong, or you're supposed to be here, when no one shows you that you exist or you are important enough to exist, adds Spivey. So to be a part of a duo that I think has always represented the underdogs, always represented the fierce queens who get overlooked, I just feel like they're really celebrated in this movie, he continues. Damien's not getting a shoe to the face this time, and I guarantee you, if he did, it would have been a different type of movie.
Next, Ava DuVernay's boldly original Origin laces a writer's eye-opening philosophical journey with gripping personal drama. Review by Andre Hereford, on January 19, 2024. Ingenue Ellis-Taylor is simply breathtaking in Origin, starring as a celebrated writer diligently solving the puzzle that is her latest book, while also facing unfathomable personal adversity. The book she's writing happens to be the non-fiction bestseller that inspired this film, Cast, The Origins of Our Discontent, by Isabel Wilkerson. In Cast, published in 2020, Wilkerson examines the racial hierarchy in America as a caste system, not unlike systems of oppression in India and in Nazi Germany that have enforced dynamics of superiority and inferiority based on characteristics other than race. We call everything racism. It's a default, asserts Isabel, beautifully portrayed by Ellis Taylor, to newspaper editor Amari, played by Blair Underwood. He's trying to lure the Pulitzer-winning former journalist back to the paper to write an in-depth piece on the racial dynamics haunting the then-recent killing of Trayvon Martin. She insists that the case, which Amari views as a clearly racist incident, is rather a reflection of caste. As she sees it, racism is insufficient as a paradigm for understanding why a self-deputized Latino man would assume the responsibility of policing a black youth in a predominantly white neighborhood. Examining the case, she starts piecing together commonalities between caste systems across civilizations, sparking the idea for what could be a groundbreaking book. Her research comes alive in dramatizations of the individual cases she studies, like the doomed love story of Irma, played by Victoria Pedretti, a Jewish woman in Hitler's Germany, and August, played by Finn Wittrock, a German factory worker and member of the Nazi Party, who defies his party's campaign of terror and violence against the Jews to hold on to his love. Accompanied by Isabel's vivid narration, scenes of Irma and August alternate with the tale of married couple Allison and Elizabeth Davis, played by Isha Blocker and Jasmine Cephas Jones, two black writers in Berlin who also witnessed the rise of the Nazis, before getting out of Europe, and penning their own nonfiction survey of the caste system in the U.S. Through their stories, and Trayvon's, the film illustrates Isabel's meticulous process of distinguishing historical events and current social ills as issues of caste. She also visits Berlin, where she dines with typically blunt Berliner Sabine, played by Connie Nielsen, who professes she doesn't see a connection between the Holocaust and racist oppression in America. Slavery had the goal of subjugation, Sabine argues, while the aim of the Holocaust was extermination. Now, everything Hitler is gone, while, in America, you can still find statues honoring slavers and Confederates. Heady but accessible, the film seems didactic by design. Ava DuVernay, who wrote and directed the film, wants to impart lessons, or, like the book, to challenge viewers to consider oppression in a way that does not center race, and maybe recalibrate your notions about caste. But the film doesn't dwell just in Isabel's thoughts and processes. She has a busy life with loving husband Brett, played by John Bernthal, an aging mother, Ruby, played by Emily Yancey, whom she's just moved into a retirement home, and the daily pressure of having yet to follow up the massive success of her first book. She also has her dear cousin, Marion, Niecy Nashbetz, a treat, as usual, to lean on, which turns out to be an indispensable lifeline after Isabel suffers through a year of tremendous losses that she couldn't have possibly imagined. Ellis Taylor, adding to her engaging portrait of Isabel's intellectual ambition and curiosity, also plunges with brilliant honesty into the depths of her grief. In one standout scene, it's through that grief that she forges an unexpected connection with a MAGA hat-wearing plumber, played by Nick Offerman, in a Bravura cameo, who comes to fix a leak at her mom's house. Audra McDonald also pops in for a memorable cameo, and another moving scene with Ellis Taylor, as Isabel's friend with the unlikely name Miss, who shares a gutting account of one of the most searingly dehumanizing experiences of her life. Isabel's personal encounters, along with her research, acquaint her with intimate details in the lives of others who've suffered, persevered, and overcome, which she's struggling to do. The brilliance of DuVernay's adaptation is in how she fuses the disparate stories, true or fictionalized, present day or period, and the book's powerful concepts, into an emotionally coherent drama that's somehow deeply sentimental yet rigorously cerebral, a sprawling tearjerker with the power to change minds. Origin earns 4 out of 5 stars.
Finally, we have the heart-rending Fireworks, which captures the innocent joy of two gay teens in love, and the hate and harassment that follow. Review by Andre Hereford, on January 19, 2024. Friendship blossoms before attraction for Sicilian teens Nino and Johnny in Giuseppe Fiorello's sensitive, ultimately tragic romance, Fireworks. The boys spark a bond from the moment their mopeds collide on a forked road winding through the rocky countryside. Mop-haired 16-year-old Nino, played by Gabriel Pizzurro, is out joyriding on the scooter his parents just bought him, while slightly older Johnny, played by Samuel Segreto, is racing to escape two of the tormentors who refuse to let him be. Set during the summer of 1982, with the entire country entranced by the Italian national football team's progress through the World Cup, the film marvelously conveys a sense of time and place. Picture it, small-town Sicily before Italy's gay rights movement had truly crystallized. Everything appears to be baking in the sun, the brush-covered coastline, the olive trees, the men in their tight tanks and jeans. And in his small town, shy garage mechanic Johnny has been branded a, quote, certified, F-word, by macho village idiots with nothing better to do than loll about all day in front of the cafe bar on the corner, when they're not watching the World Cup or attacking Johnny. Stoically, he walks alone in his torment, save for the caring attention of his mother, played by Simona Malato. Although she's more concerned about keeping her man Franco, played by Enrico Roccaforte, happy, than shielding her son from being beaten up and chased through the streets. So Johnny finds much-needed refuge in his friendship with Nino, a gregarious, more or less well-adjusted kid who works helping his dad, played by Antonio De Matteo, produce fireworks at fairs around the region. Nino's family embraces Johnny in a way that the fatherless loner has never felt, until the boys are spotted in an intimate moment, gossip spreads that reaches both boys' families, and the real fireworks ignite. Reactions to the budding romance range from explosively histrionic to coolly, cruelly disapproving, with director Fiorello allowing some in his cast to fly far over the top portraying anti-gay outrage. Malato, as Johnny's meddling mom, particularly dials up the overheated melodrama. Then again, it's helpful to remember that too often in real life, queer kids are met with exactly such vicious or unhinged reactions from ones who claim to love them unconditionally. Fortunately, the film conveys its love story more delicately, yet still forcefully, led by Pizzuro's natural performance as the smiling, love-struck Nino. Building on his sparkling chemistry with Segreto as ruggedly handsome Johnny, Pizzuro assuredly traces Nino's journey from learning firsthand how aggressively Johnny is bullied by the jerks in town, to the pair's first kiss, to the heartbreak of being forced to denounce their relationship under threat of more than just bodily harm. Fiorello, co-writing with Andrea Cedrola, based the film on the shocking real-life anti-gay incident that galvanized Italy's nascent LGBTQ rights movement. Dedicating fireworks to Giorgio Agostino Giammona and Antonio Galatola, the boyfriends whose murders in 1980 opened the nation's eyes to homophobia and anti-gay violence, the filmmaker presents a stirring tribute to their memory. Fireworks also offers a well-wrought story of love crushed by intolerance, hampered occasionally by overwrought acting. The film ably captures the small, significant details that define the boys' humanity, their innocence, their right to live and not be attacked for who they are, or who they love. And with profound compassion, and a minimum of on-screen violence, it depicts the lack of humanity shown by family and community who, instead of turning on Nino and Johnny, could just as easily nurture and protect them. Fireworks earns 3 out of 5 stars. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this, please hit like, and subscribe for more entertainment news from MetroWeekly.com.